John chapter number 13. John chapter 13, verse 21, that says, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it unto Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Now notice that. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I have said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, amen, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? Jesus answered him, whether I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. And Peter said to him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God be my help, and on what love? On what love? Now, somebody said this morning, asked me if I was going to be long-winded, and I said, well, no, and the thing about preachers, they're not long-winded, it's just people have short religion. Amen? And he said, but that's where we're at, but we'll not be long tonight, but I just want to look at this for just a minute on, oh, what love? As we see this tonight in the Word of God, and the Lord is speaking to us here, and he's talking to his disciples, and he's troubled in his spirit. Amen? He's troubled. When the Lord's troubled in his spirit, that's a major thing. He was troubled in his spirit, and he knew that he was going to be betrayed. Amen? And when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in his spirit, and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Amen? He said, one of you shall betray me. One of you that is chosen shall betray me. Amen? So what he's saying here is that he knows Judas's little secret. See, Judas had done met up, and he had made plans for 30 people, pieces of silver, to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He had done made plans. He had done in his heart. He had planned to betray the Lord and Savior. Amen. Jesus seen right through his little scam. Judas thought he had a secret. Judas thought he had something that the Lord didn't know about. See, Judas was the keeper of the bag. And I guarantee you, because that Judas was a thief. Judas was a robber. Judas was a dishonest man. Amen. He said Jesus didn't know that. I tell you, Jesus knows the thought, the intent, the heart, the divine son, the soul, and spirit. He knows what you're thinking every second of every day. Kind of scary, isn't it? And Jesus knows where you're at. He knows your mind. He knows your heart. In other words, he knows what you allow to go from your mind to your heart till you put the feet on it. Amen? There's nothing that surprises him. So Jesus knew about this little thing that was going on. And the disciples asked him, they looked one on the other, doubting of whom he spake. Said, hey, listen, we're all family here. I mean, they're bent out of shape. I said, who could he be talking about? I mean, we're all brothers here. We're all part of the family. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of our families that's got lost people in them. Amen. Hey, we love them, praise God, because they're family. But they're lost. They need the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we can't compromise the Word of God. I mean, we still got to be just as plain with our family. We've got to be plain with those we love, those plain, just as plain as we can with those acquaintances around us, praise God, for their soul's sake. They need to be saved. That's what love is. Amen. It's telling them the truth so they can make an informed decision. Amen. Jesus didn't tiptoe around the edges. He was just blunt. He said, hey, listen. He said, verily, verily, I say to his spirit was troubled. Amen. And he testified. He said, hey, listen, this is what's going to take place. That one of you is going to betray me. The disciples was tore out of frame. They said, who could it be? Amen. And then the one that's leaning on Jesus' bosom, John. John the beloved. Praise God. One of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Amen. I believe John, hey, listen, let me tell you for a fact. Jesus loved every one of those disciples. Amen. Jesus loved Judas. Amen. You say, well, how could he love Judas? Judas was going to pray. He was going to sell him out for 30 pieces of silver. I wonder in our life how many times we've opted out to sell out the Lord Jesus Christ for less than that. If we ain't very careful, we'll sell him out for nearly nothing. For just a little something that this world has to go, praise God, we'll take it and run after it and leave and forsake the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. Hey, we've all done it. Amen. Oh, me. We've all done it. We've forsaken the Lord Jesus Christ for some little morsel in this world, some little old trinket, praise God, that we can chase after. Amen. And forgot about the Lord Jesus Christ and his love for us. And Peter says to him, he said, he beckons unto John. Now they're reclined back. It's a custom of the time. They would recline back and laid back, you know, on her elbow and at the meal time at the table. And John's reclined back next to Lord Jesus Christ on this one side. And he says, Lord, who is it? Amen. He's lying on Jesus' breast. Said, Lord, who is it? And Jesus, now what knows what Jesus does? Jesus answered. He said, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. Amen. He said, that's who it'll be. Now, I just want you to notice something. Judas thought he had a secret. But it was no secret with Jesus. Jesus knew. But this same Jesus that knew that Judas had a secret was the same Jesus that loved Judas with an unconditional love. He loved him. He loved him, praise God. He loved him and he would protect him. He was willing to die for Judas. He was just as willing to die for Judas as he was for John or Peter or the other disciples. That's love. Oh, what love the Lord had. Amen. Even for Judas. Praise God. He loved Judas to the point that he had just washed Judas's feet just to show him to keep the contamination of the world off of him. Amen. That's love. Washing the feet of, I mean, talking about in humility, washing the feet of one that you knew was going to betray you. How many of you could do that? Huh? Hello, come on now. Be honest. If you knew that tomorrow somebody's going to betray you, they're going to rat you out, they're going to cut you to the core, how many of you could gird yourself about and wash their feet? Amen. To help get the defilement of the world off. Not very many of us. Me included. Amen. But Jesus so loved him. Oh, what love he had, even for Judas. Amen. It's the same love that Jesus has for you and me today. That love hasn't changed. It's unconditional love. Love without conditions. Amen. Jesus Christ had that for Judas Iscariot. Praise God. Bless his holy name. He took a towel. A perfect example of humility. Amen. Jesus Christ is a perfect example of humility. With a towel, he girded himself and he washed the feet of Judas Iscariot. A type of humility. A picture. Perfect picture of the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we could just take that picture and let it be a part of our lives and come to God in humility, praise God, and love one for another, putting each other ahead of ourselves. Amen. We was talking over there at the hospital, talking to that lady, and She said, "This is the country's just all messed up." She said, "I don't know how we'd ever fix it." I said, "We can't fix it, praise God. The reason it's messed up, we forgot how to love our neighbor as Christ loved us, praise God. We aren't to love our neighbor. We've got to learn to love each other, love our neighbor like Jesus loved us." How did Jesus love you? How does Jesus love you tonight? He loves you unconditionally. Amen. He doesn't put conditions on it. He said, "Well, I'll love you if you're this, and I'll love you if you're that, and I'll love you if another." But He doesn't do that. He loves you without conditions, praise God. And He said, "We're supposed to love each other." He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And then He turned around and He said, with another one, He said, a new commandment. He said, "I want you to love your neighbor as I have loved you." Amen. He said, "I went plumb through this thing." He said, "I went through the point that the work was finished. I've loved you with an unconditional love, and I want you to learn to love each other unconditionally." Without conditions. Oh, we're so good about it. We love it. We'll say, "Oh, how I love you." But. Amen. "Oh, how I love you. But if you do this, or if you do that, or if you don't do this, or if you don't do that," that's not love. Amen. True love is love that's unconditional. I love you no matter what, praise God. And I'm going to be there to help you. And just like Jesus did, praise God, if you start erring, if you start getting the world on you, if you start getting dirt on you, if you start needing to be cleaned up, praise be to God, I'm going to gird myself and wash your feet. Yeah. Amen. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what will get America back. If we love each other, praise God, instead of going along with everybody and every little tangent that they run off on and gets them away from God, if we'll say, "Hey, wait a minute, that's not right. That's contrary to the book. We need to turn around, need to slow down, we need to stop, and we need to get things right." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I told you I wouldn't be long tonight. If you'll say amen real big and throw your hand up two or three times, I don't think that you're getting something. We'll go to the house. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hear all over the place. Amen. Glory. Amen. Am I not preaching it right? Yeah. Is that not the Word of God? Didn't He say we're supposed to love each other? Yeah. Where does the love of God start? Yeah. It starts in the household of faith. Amen. Amen. That's where the power comes from. That's where love comes from. That's where it's ministered to be ministered out of. The household faith. I've told you many times, we have visitors come in that door, praise God, and they may be old lost sinners, praise God, just as vile and dirty in this world as can be, but praise God, we ought to love them. They ought to feel the love of God. They may not be comfortable during the preaching, but they ought to feel loved by the people of God. Amen. 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 You say, "Well, preacher, I just don't know. They old drunks, no harlots." And praise God, if it wasn't for the grace of God, you would be too.
Amen.
Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get heated high-minded. We get way up here. Instead of remembering what we could have been, or maybe where we were, praise God, before Jesus came to where we was. Amen. Before He condescended down to where we were. And we couldn't crawl out. We couldn't dig out. We were lower than a worm's belly in our sin, our trespasses, our iniquities. We'd done missed the mark so many times. And praise God, Jesus condescended down to where I was. Jesus condescended down to where you were. He came to be that propitiation for your sins, that price that had to be paid. What love that is. Love, praise God, unconditional love that He girded Himself about. Perfect humility, washed the feet of Judas. Amen. Did Judas appreciate it? No. What did Judas do? Jesus answered, he asked Him, He said, the one that's laying on his breast, He said, "Lord, who is it? Who is it that's going to betray you? Can you tell us?" Now I have a hard time with this concept right here. Not that I don't know what's happening, but I don't understand why the disciples didn't catch this. Amen. It was it's kind of like slow pitch softball. They asked Him a question. He gave them an answer. Sometimes I think His answer was so simple, amen, that they just that it rolled by them while they was looking for a grand slam hit. Amen. I mean, He gives them a softball here. He said, He it is, amen, the deceiver, the one that's going to betray him. He said, the betrayer is he it is, of to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. Amen. So all they had to do is pay attention for just a minute. And when Jesus took the bread and he sopped it in the vinegar, sopped it in the oils that they would dip it in. The flavor, praise God. When he dipped that in there, he took it and he gave it to Judas Iscariot. Amen. He handed it off to him. So when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Amen. But the kicker is here. I'm talking about, oh, what love. The love that Jesus had, praise God, that he offered that bread to Judas. But let me tell you, friends, the love that God Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ had, he offered him that, but Judas did not have to take it. He could have said, no, Lord. He said, this ain't going right. It ain't going the right way. I'm not going to take that. Praise God. Hey, I've got to get out of here. I've got to go fix something. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to say this whole world's offering us a sop all the time. They're putting stuff out there in front. You youngins, listen to me. They're putting things out. They're handing them out all the time. And praise God, we better be careful what we take. Amen. Amen. And a sop of the devil, praise God. You take it up in your hand and go out into the night. Notice what he did. Jesus handed him that sop and Judas went and took that sop. So Jesus, with the towel, girded about the towel, he showed a perfect humility. But Judas, praise God, when he received that piece of bread, he showed a perfect example, praise God, of hypocrisy and treachery. Perfect example. So here in this one chapter of the book of John, the epistle of love, praise God, we see that Jesus offers love, praise God, but Judas had been filled with treachery. Amen. He had been filled to run it over with hypocrisy. He was a hypocrite. Amen. He's a hypocrite. They took the when she broke the alabaster box and anointed Mary Magdalene anointed the head of Jesus. She said, "Why?" He said, "Why is this waste?" He said, "It could have been sold and given to the poor, like he cared for the poor." Amen. He wanted to go in the bag because he was the keeper of the bag. Amen. He was full of hypocrisy. He was full of treachery. Waiting for a moment, praise God, to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today in the world that's looking for an opportunity to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, the devil will give you plenty if you keep a looking. It won't be very long. He'll give you an opportunity for your treacherous, hypocritical ways. Amen. So we see that, and the Lord speaks to him. He said, after sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. He said, I just don't understand how the disciples didn't grasp this. Amen. Slow pitch softball, praise God, come right by them, and it just... Whew. They thought, well, maybe he's going to... Because he had to buy the maybe he was going to go out and buy something for the feast or where to, you know, their next get together. Maybe he's going to go give something to the poor. John just asked Jesus, praise God, well, who is the deceiver? Who is that traitor? Amen. Jesus said, the one that I give a sop to. The one that receives the sop of my hand. See the treachery in it? See the treachery? Amen. Praise God. What would have made the difference? What would have made the difference in this scenario? The difference would have been if he had to took the sop. It would have took the difference would have been if he would have had the love, praise God, that Jesus had for him. He said if they would have been a reciprocal love, the love that Jesus was passing out to all of his disciples. But it wasn't only that. Jesus Christ was going about all over the country in Nazareth and Galilee and everywhere all around. And he was passing out the love of God. I mean in an explicit way. He was passing out the love of God. Amen. to everywhere that he went. Folks that sick was being made whole. Praise God. So folks full of the demons, praise God, they was being cast out. And the love of God was being manifested in their hearts. Everywhere he went. Amen. He was doing it, praise God. Jesus Christ, oh, what love he had. They couldn't see it. Man, why couldn't Judas see it? Why couldn't the disciples see it? They were partakers in it. Amen. Why is it that the world is so blind to the love of God? Why can't we see it? Because it was the only thing that would have made a difference. True love, praise God, is the only thing that makes a difference. I was talking to that lady that's over there this evening. I told her, true love, real true love for each other is the only thing that's going to fix us. We've got to learn to love each other unconditionally. We've got to learn to love each other the way the Lord says to love one another. Man, love each other as Jesus Christ loved you and gave himself for you. Amen. We get that attitude in our hearts, in our minds. God will begin to bless us. Amen. See, the mark of a true disciple is that we love the brethren. Amen. Ain't that what the Bible says? The mark of a true disciple, a follower of Christ, is that we love the brethren. I'm not just squawking this evening. Look over in John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1. I mean chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2. Verse number 7. He said, brother, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. See, the Lord said, I ain't changed my mind. He said, the same commandment that I told you in the beginning is the same commandment that you need now. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 7. He said, the old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. But he says, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Now what is that true light? It's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of Christ, praise God, has been shed abroad. And he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. Amen. Come on. Amen. He said he that's in the light, praise God, that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother, that he's in darkness. See, he don't know the light. Amen. Said he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Said we hang out in the light. See, a child of God's not supposed to hang out in the light and then hang out in the dark. Amen. We're supposed to stay as the children of light. Amen. How do you stay as children of light? You stay in the light, which is Jesus Christ. You stay in the Word of God, which is the Word of light. Amen. He said there is none occasion of stumbling in him. You get walking around in the dark, you're going to stump your toe. Amen. You got walking around in the dark, you're going to fall over something. Amen. Now, I told you before, at my house, I don't have night lights. Because if a booger man's going to run around my place, he's going to do it in the dark. Amen. Because I know where everything is. Amen. He don't. So if he's going to fight, if somebody's going to plunder around my house, they're going to do it in the dark. Amen. Hey, glory to God. But we're going to do our walking, and praise God, as children of God, we're going to do it in the light. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there's no occasion of stumbling in him. That's because you're walking in the light. Amen. If you walk in the light, you can see where you're going. A whole lot of the world that we're living in today is stumbling around in the dark. The darkness of sin. Amen. It'll make you stumble. It'll cause you to fall. But we need the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness. So not only are you in darkness, but he said you're walking in darkness. Darkness is all around you. Amen. Does that kind of give the perspective of where the world is today? Darkness is all around us. And it's getting darker by the day. Amen. Praise God, so we need the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So they walk around darkness, they've got to, praise God, you don't get used to the dark. Amen. We are not cats. Cats have eyes. They can see in the dark. Animals can see in the dark. We're not animals, praise God. We're created in the image of Christ, in the image of God. Amen. We're not animals, praise God. We're God's creation for Himself, for His glory. So we see John, 1 John says here, praise God, that we know we're children of light. We know we're children of love if we're walking in the light. And Christ is that light, praise God, that we're walking in. So Bible teaches us that we should walk in the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen to what he says. He goes on here and he's talking to disciples. And he's telling them about he said, and it was immediately, he went immediately out and it was night. So what happens when you walk in night? You walk in the darkness. Amen. You do crazy things in the dark. Have you ever noticed? Just chase the rabbit here just a second. Have you ever noticed all these crazy people that's out protesting? They wait till after dark to do it. Now, that don't make no sense to me. Because if you're protesting something, you want to be seen. You want to be recognized. But if you're doing it in the black of night, nobody can see you. Amen. So they've got to have another motive for doing what they do. Could it be that their deeds are evil? Hello? And the people that support these evil deeds, praise God, they need to be prosecuted. Amen. To the fullest extent of the law. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God says the darkness is evil. Amen. And the Bible said that when he has gone out, Judas done split the scene, went out to do his dastardly deed. Praise God, he was filled with Satan. Satan had entered into him. Amen. When he took that sop. Jesus says, verse 31, he said, now is the Son of Man glorified and God is glorified in him. Amen. So he said, you know what? We're going to see that. We're going to see the power and the magnificence and the love of God. See, if God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Amen. So we see that love of God that's manifest. We see that love of God that's in your heart, in my heart, in the heart of all the brethren. Amen. As we love Jesus supremely, and we love our brother and sister in Christ. We love folks that's in the world. We love old sinners. And we don't love the sin, but we love the sinner. Amen. I love old sinners, praise God. Hey, I don't like their sin. I mean, sometimes you can't hardly stand their stench, a stench of sin. But we love that old sinner. We try to lift them up to the Lord, praise God. Why? Because He commands us to do that. It's not it's not a suggestion. Amen. Look what He says in verse 34. He said, a new commandment I give unto you. Now wait a minute. This doesn't say a new suggestion. No. He said, a new commandment give I unto you. A commandment. That's something that you've got to do. You have to do. Amen. He's a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. He said, so this new commandment, this is what makes a difference. This is where the rubber meets the road, praise God. He said he commands us to love one another unconditionally. Amen. To love them. Oh, what love the Savior had. Oh, what love the Savior has. That love ain't changed. Have you ever thought about that? The love of God, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ has never changed. It's the same yesterday and forever. Said He changes not. So we see that love that He has. Praise God. A type of love that we can see in the world. That should be seen in the world. Look at verse 35. He said, but by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. This is the kind of love. Now, are you hearing me? I'm finishing up. I'm winding down. Amen. I told you I'd be quick. Somebody jump up and say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Wake up just another minute. Yeah, praise the Lord. He said that by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. What? By what? How's the world going to know that you're disciples of God? Disciple of Jesus Christ. Because you love one another. Amen. Unconditionally. We love each other just like Jesus loves us. Amen. We may not always get along. We may not always see eye to eye, but we got to love each other. Unconditionally. Praise the Lord. That's what He says we have to do. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. So he said, that's how we know we love each other. That's how we know that we're disciples of Christ, because we love each other. Amen? Because we love each other. I love every one of you. As old Brother Bill used to say, they ain't a cull in a bunch. Amen? They's not a cull in a bunch. I love every one of you, praise God, deeply. I thank God for every one of you. You are a blessing to me. Praise God. Amen. And I hope sometimes I'm a blessing to you. Because we love you. With all me and my little wife love this little church more than life itself. Amen. We do. We love you. Praise God. If we didn't, we wouldn't put forth an effort. Amen. Praise God. But we love you. We love the Lord. But that not only does it, but He gives us the power to obey this. Amen. I want to close with this. The Lord gives us the power to keep this commandment. We don't have to do it within ourselves. We can't. But God gives us that power to keep this. Look at Romans chapter number 5 right quickly, and we're going to close out right here. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where peace comes in. Peace. When you have peace, praise God, you can love one another. Amen. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. That faith with a great and big expectation. And hope maketh not ashamed. Now watch this. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. We've got a gift, youngins. Praise God. Hey, the devil is a deceiver. He said, well, you can't love. Praise God, I won't say he's a liar. He said, we can, because we've been given the gift of love from the Lord Jesus Christ through faith. Through our faith. Through grace. The unmerited favor of God, praise God. He lines it up. So through tribulation and patience and experience and hope, praise God, we have love in our hearts for the Lord Jesus Christ and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Praise God. He said, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's me and you. That's who we were. He said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But now watch this, verse number 8, and this is it. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, exceeding, that's what Paul said, Christ died for us. That's love. Oh, what love Jesus has for us. And he said, if we'll just practice loving, praise God, the love that he gives us, that he offers us, offering it to somebody else. Amen. Perfect love goes without apology. Amen. Are you hearing me? If you truly love someone, you won't have to apologize all the time. You know, for your attitude and for your blow-ups and all those things that we're so apt to do. Amen. Perfect love. Oh, what love the Savior had. Oh, what love the Savior offers us. We have a privilege. We're privy to the same love through God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that Jesus has for me and you. We have that. We have it in us today. He said He's empowered. He said this is how we do it. The power to obey Lord Jesus Christ. When they say that new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, He said this is how we do it. Amen. Because through everything that we encounter in this world, this walk of life, praise God, that we realize that Jesus Christ died for us. It's amazing. He said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. Jesus Christ dared to die. Amen. He dared to die for us, for you and me, on the cross of Calvary, so that through Him we might be saved.